Yeah, Marty, you timed it well because the referee has just brought an end to this game. It's finished Finn Harps 1, Bray Wanderers 1. Probably a fair result in the end. These two teams served up a really enjoyable encounter tonight. Cold night here at Finn Park, but good to see another big crowd in for this one, and I'm sure they will have enjoyed this contest. Harps in front on 17 minutes through Ryan Flood, a well-worked free kick. He just played it short with Seamus Keogh, and then Flood cracked one in off his left foot, round the wall, in off the post. Brilliant opening goal for Harps, but the lead only lasted around about 12 minutes because Bray were back on level terms on 29 through Harry Groom. Bray had made good progress down the left hand side, and the ball fell to Groom on the edge of the box. He first time volley in past the goalkeeper Heimer. Well controlled effort from Groom, who had a good game in the middle of the park for Bray. The visitors were probably the better side in the first half. They certainly shaded it in terms of chances and efforts on goal. Jake Walter, their front man, heading just over from a corner shortly before half time. But in the second half, Harps lifted their game, and they had chances of their own. Ryan Rainey over the crossbar just before the hour mark, not too far away. Mashiko, the substitute who came on and did ever so well in the middle of the park, he had a goal bound effort blocked, and then right towards the end, a Flood corner from the right hand side, an in-swinger met by the glancing head of the defender Farrar just wide of the post. That would have been some way to win it. The Farrar, who had a really, really good game. He's one of two players in this Harps side on loan from Stockport County. Good player at left back. There were other good performers in the blue and white of Harps tonight. Kevin Porter, really good at right back. Tahi McCallion at centre half, in alongside Keith Cowan, really impressive as well. Ryan Flood, perhaps man of the match, certainly for nothing more than his goal, because it was a wonderful strike. And Cowan, by the way, played the last couple of minutes up front, but he was only on there making a presence felt because he could hardly run, picked up an injury. Hopefully it's not too bad, but he was hobbling in those dying minutes up front, and hopefully he'll be okay. So it was a good game, finished all square, one apiece. Good result too tonight for Derry City. It looks like they have picked up all 3 points, although I'll just confirm that because they're still playing at Tallaght Stadium. But into the dying minutes in that one, it remains Shamrock Rovers 1, Derry City 2, and if it stays like that, Derry City will go top of the Premier Division on 7 points. And it's interesting that no side in the Premier Division has a full complement of points after only 3 games played. In the First Division tonight, aside from this one here at Finn Park, the big result, Galway United winning away to Waterford by 1-0, and Wexford defeated Athlone Town by 3-0. Wexford are the visitors here to Ballybofey next weekend, by the way, and Harps will go into that one with plenty of confidence after a good performance here in Ballybofey tonight. Where it's finished, Finn Harps 1, Bray Wanderers 1.